Welcome to the Hot Chocolate Recruitment Podcast, the Hot Chocolate Recruitment Podcast.
Hi there, my name's Steve Scotland, and you're listening to the very first podcast for Hot Chocolate Recruitment. In this podcast, I'm basically introducing myself and giving you a little insight as to why I'm doing this and a bit of insight as to where I'm going and where I've been. To introduce myself firstly, my name's Steve Scotland. I'm the owner of Hot Chocolate Recruitment. Currently, I wear two hats. I'm employed by EWA Australia, formerly Electronic Warfare Associates. Basically, my role is the management of a team of computer hackers. We go into businesses and government departments and test the vulnerabilities of their websites, their networks, their systems, etc., etc. So we act as though we're a hacker. We'll go in, hack into someone's IT system, and then show them how we did it and how they can fix it. So that's one hat. My other hat is Hot Chocolate Recruitment. I saw an opportunity in the market to delve into recruitment, and I've taken it. And I'm just trying to do things a little differently. I come from a technical, an IT technical background, but I realised that after 10, 11 years in the industry that it probably wasn't my thing. It didn't suit my personality type. So I've moved into recruitment, and I really enjoy it. I guess hot chocolate. Why hot chocolate? Why hot chocolate recruitment? I guess in its simplest form, I don't drink coffee. I know that's strange, and I'm probably one of 10 Australians who don't drink coffee, but I just don't drink coffee. I guess one of the main reasons why I chose hot chocolate is I do drink it. I do really enjoy it. I found an opportunity there, looking at some of the online job boards and having a look at recruiters out there in the marketplace. Some of the names that recruiters have chosen for their businesses represent, I don't know, closely align themselves to racehorses. So I thought Hot Chocolate Recruitment, it's memorable, it's trustworthy, it's warm, it's comforting, and that's why I chose it. One of the reasons why, well, there's a number of reasons why I chose podcasting. I'm currently writing blogs on my website, hotchoc.com.au. I'm writing blogs and just basically giving the reader my thoughts and opinions on things. But basically, it's taking the lighter side of the situation. I've got a number of opinions that I think people may agree or disagree, and that's fantastic. So I'm using my blogs and my website to give you my opinions. I've also got a Facebook site, so have a look at Hot Chocolate Recruitment, and I've also got a Twitter. Who hasn't got those? I'm not very active on Twitter. I'm more active on my blogs and Facebook, and more recently I've started podcasting. I guess the reason why I've chosen podcasting is when you choose a recruiter, it's what differentiates one recruiter from the next. I guess essentially I'm just a voice on the end of a phone when they call you up and see if you're interested in a role. I'm just a voice on the phone. I have no relationship with you. I haven't earned your trust, and you don't really know too much about me. But I guess in formulating the podcast, I've come up with the idea. Look, I'm going to do the podcast to form a quasi relationship with you, to give you an insight into who I am, what I am. And so, if I ever call you up, or if you're ever looking for a role, or if you're ever looking for a staff, then you know a little bit about me. And I guess the more you listen to my podcast, the more you'll understand that the podcast will have two sides. One is the very serious side, you know, I guess how a person has come to be by their job. But there's also a lighter side, and that's the side that I'm really driving, because I guess There's a lot of people out there in roles that that are fascinating. For example, I know a person. I've just interviewed my first podcaster, and his role is catching crocodiles. And to the average person out there who's listening, they probably wouldn't understand what that means and couldn't visualise, and they really don't know what that means to catch a crocodile. And I guess the podcast will appeal to a broader audience. Some of the people that it'll appeal to is school leavers, so they'll listen to some of these podcasts that that I make and start to understand how a person has worked their way up to that position. It might appeal to people who are looking for a career change, but essentially, it's going to appeal to people who are fascinated with some of the jobs out there. And the uniqueness of those jobs. So, look, strap yourselves in. It's going to be a fun ride. I really appreciate your following. And if you ever wanted to drop me a line, please jump on my website, hotchoc.com.au, or my Facebook and drop me a line. I've got a big list of the industries and the job types that I'd like to interview for. If you ever thought that you'd really like to learn a bit more about a certain job or a person who works in that role, then drop me a line and I might be able to approach them for you and interview that person for you. So thanks very much for listening to me. See you later. Bye-bye.